Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment in Themes of the High Holiday Prayers, continuing with highlighting certain lines from the Vidui with Rav Elio Dessler's explanation. I would just like to discuss Al Chetchech Atonel Vnecha Bagalui, on sins that we've committed before you in an open way, in front of others. We could say different things about this, but I just want to share Rav Dessler suggests that part of the intent here is there are times that we desperately want to find favor in other people's eyes. And that strong desire to find favor in other people's eyes causes us to sin. To me, one of the best examples of this is we have a good, juicy piece of gossip to share about someone else. We know we really shouldn't, but we know if we say it, maybe there's a quiet moment at the table, or we want to impress someone with our knowledge or with our insight, we sinned. Just because we need to impress people, we're concerned with how we look, Bagali, how we look in the open street. Another one, Al Chetchech Atonel Vnecha B'Mirma, with dishonesty. What exactly is that referring to? You could say different things. Rav Dessler suggests that the Mirma here is fooling ourselves. How many times are we guilty of that? We touched on something yesterday about thinking we can't, when we can't do something and we really can, but just how many times in general we just fool ourselves. And that could be what B'mirma refers to. Another interesting one, Honas Rea, affliction of the friend. He suggests that what this is referring to is we allow ourselves to be caught up with people who really bring us down. I would guess so many of us in a wonderful, observant community are guilty of that very thing. How many times do we somehow get into groups, maybe people who talk about certain people or certain subjects that we really know is not something we should be spending our time on, but we just can't get caught up with it. Maybe we sit with people in shul that we know don't necessarily conduct themselves in the way that they necessarily should. These are all examples of things that we need to do tshuva for because we've allowed ourselves to get caught up with people influencing us in a negative way. That, heaven forbid, is not to say we should become elitists and not interact with others, but we do have to be careful and aware of our own spiritual needs. Another one, Chozek Yad, the sin that we perform before you in strength of the hand. What's that about? Rav Dessler suggests that this could be a reference to a point that's made very famously in Chumash, the pitfall of the outlook of Kochi V'Otzem Yadi, that a person feels that they've reached success because of the strength and might of their own hand. So the things that we've done incorrectly because of that incorrect belief that what we've accomplished is thanks to us. A very interesting one, Al Chetchech Atonel Lefonecha B'Chilul Hashem, in the disgracing of God's name. What does that mean? We all know examples of Chilul Hashem. We do things publicly that negatively influences others. The classic example, we do something in front of other Jews, maybe less observant than we are, and they say, well, if observant Jews can do this, why should people be observant? That's the classic example. The point Rav Dessler makes that I always found to be so poignant is the greatest Chilul Hashem is when we commit a Chilul Hashem to ourselves. What does that mean? We create a negative momentum for ourselves. We create a lack of belief in ourselves that allows ourselves to falter, that allows ourselves to lose the belief, the motivation that we can rise to greater heights. Another one, Tifshus Peh. Tifshus Peh literally means silly, foolish things to say. So Rav Dessler points out here, there are so many times that we say things that if we would only think about it, we just wouldn't say it. To me, the most meaningful example that I certainly am guilty of, I would suppose most of us are guilty of it, we'll say things to people that are amazingly insensitive, almost unbelievably insensitive. And then it dawns on us afterwards, I was like, why in the world did I think I should say that? And the answer is, we didn't think of it. We didn't think of the person's personal circumstances. But here's the problem. If we really cared, we would have thought of it. If we're going into an important business meeting and we know that the person that we're about to meet with, the potential client, has certain buttons, has certain sensitive points, we will review those to ourselves many times over. So on the one hand, we say, well, I didn't mean to offend the person. No one's perfect. That's very true. But if we really cared about the person and their needs, we probably would have remembered. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.